Some of you may know that this is the fourth year of the Mellon Foundation-funded program in Latino Studies at SAR. That was a welcome addition to our scholarly program. It's been very successful. CJ is one of our two this year. The second is Fatima Suarez, who comes to us from UC Santa Barbara, where she's a doctoral candidate. She has a master's degree from the London School of Economics and a BA from University of Laverne. The title of her project is The Meanings of Latino Fatherhoods.
Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. Good afternoon, everyone. On June 2015, Latino Voices, which is a series published by the Huffington Post, published an article entitled, "This is What Being a Latino Father Means Today." Many of the featured Latinx subscribers characterize their fathers as hardworking, loving, committed, strong, and above all, willing to do anything for their kids. It is ironic, though, that this post was published just 4 days after Donald Trump attacked Mexicans, specifically Mexican immigrant men, by calling them criminals, rapists, and drug dealers, in other words, bad hombres, in the speech where he announced his candidacy for the US presidency. Now, public responses to these disparaging comments were diverse, and what I saw were two types of responses. One, at the institutional and organizational level, for instance, civil rights organizations like Unidos US focus its efforts on mobilizing the Latino voting bloc that some call the sleeping giant, while other organizations like media corporations such as Univision severed its ties with the Trump organization. However, collectively on the ground, what I saw was that people were mobilizing discourses of responsible fatherhood in order to humanize Latino immigrant men. People were justifying men's migration to the United States because they, argued, are fulfilling the most basic expectation that we have of fathers, and that is to provide. In other words, these men are not migrating to the United States to steal American jobs, commit crimes, or deplete the US of its resources. These men are risking their lives, coming to the United States, working in deplorable working conditions for their kids, in order to provide food on the table, in order to give their family a better life. And the resources and the means to do so do not exist in their home countries. And I share this story with you as part of my introduction because this is one observation, one major event that gave birth to my intellectual project. And the pun was absolutely intended. My dissertation is a qualitative study that seeks to answer the question, what does fatherhood mean in the lives of Latino men? My research is based on 60 in-depth interviews with self-identified Latino fathers in the state of California who are diverse in terms of their age, class status, and generation in the United States, which I believe are the three elements that will have the greatest impact on the meanings that they attach to fatherhood. Another issue that I engage is how Latino men enact the meanings that they attach to fatherhood. This question gets at the ways in which Latino fathers, as social agents, navigate the cultural and the structural landscapes that both create and constrain opportunities for them to exercise their idealized vision of fatherhood. Another issue I engage is how do Latino men enact the emotional labor of fathering and how men's emotional labor is distinct from how we traditionally think about women's emotional labor in the family. Lastly, my dissertation also examines how men monitor other men's fatherhood. And from my interviews, I've learned that women play a pivotal role in not just monitoring, but also defining fatherhood for these men. So although my dissertation is a story about men's intimate lives, it is also a tale about women. During my tenure here at the School for Advanced Research, I will be writing my dissertation, or as how we graduate students like to call, dissertating. For my colloquium presentation in November, I will be discussing my experiences interviewing Latino fathers and propose that my participants approach the interview setting as part of their responsibilities of fatherhood, as fathers, excuse me. And they also approach the interview setting as an opportunity to perform an idealized version of the good father, which they may or may not necessarily meet. And I just realized that I probably gave you the gist of my talk right now. But they say that the thrill is in the details. So I hope to see you in November for the details. Thank you.